Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Roman Reigns, who will be in the main event fighting Brock Lesnar for the title this Sunday at WrestleMania. Roman, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Oh, absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to Mania, which is this Sunday, in order for you to get here, you had to win the Royal Rumble, right? What was that like?
That was awesome. It, the very first time, you know, that I knew I was going to be in the Rumble, I was so excited. I had a great showing, you know, ended up breaking the elimination record, taking that from Kane, and being in the final two. So just that moment was just awesome to be a part of it. And then this year, you know, I came in with an even bigger chip on my shoulder, trying to prove that I could seal the deal. So to be able to win it is something, you know, I think a lot of kids dream of. It's such a special pay-per-view. It's such a special match. And you know, to be able to say that I won the Royal Rumble match and I'm going on to main event WrestleMania was just a dream come true. Absolute awesome moment.
Now, a lot of times, wrestlers in the past, they've used that Rumble win to springboard themselves to a WrestleMania win for the whole shebang, for the title. Shawn Michaels has done it. Stone Cold did it that way. Do you feel that momentum, like this could be your year?
I definitely think that, you know, and for me, this could be the only year. This could be the only opportunity I ever have to, you know, to main event WrestleMania and to fight for the WWE Championship. So, for me, it's, you know, it's been a different road than all those guys had to take. I had to, you know, defend my number one contendership against Daniel Bryan at Fastlane, and I was able to thank God, do it successfully, and which put me back on track to headline WrestleMania. So I've had a couple little speed bumps to get past. Well, let's not say little. They were, you know, very, very big speed bumps fighting a great competitor like Daniel Bryan. But, you know, I'm back to where I know I should be, and I'm focused.
Now, you'll be going up against Brock, who we all remember ended Undertaker's streak at 21-0 last year. He finally beat him. You know, he's got to have tons of momentum coming off of that memorable match last year. What's it going to take to beat this guy? This guy's a beast.
Yeah, and you know, from there, he's been able to do so much. You know, he decimated John Cena, took that WWE Championship. And he's defended it successfully every time that he stepped in the ring and had to do so. So for me, it's going to be a level of fight that I have to bring to him that's going to shock him, that he's not prepared for, you know. And that was my hope last night, you know, being in the ring with him, snatching that title from him and letting him know that I'm willing to do things that, you know, no other man has done. You know, I'm willing to go places and push myself and whatever I have to do. You know, I'm going into this and knowing this could be my only opportunity. And as a young man, when you have, you know, that circumstance, you know, riding on your shoulders, the majority of the time you do everything you can to get it done. And that's where I'm at. Bringing a fight to Brock Lesnar that he's never seen before. And, you know, hopefully he can't recover, adjust, or re-strategize. Hopefully it's far too late. And the momentum is just riding too strong with me.
Absolutely, lay it all out there. Now, these big matches, I remember, you know, when Rock took on Hogan, they can kind of split fan loyalty. Sometimes, you know, who you think the faces and the heels are going to be going in, it's something you never know when you get the audience. Are you prepared for whatever the crowd gives you?
The crowd can do anything they want. That's, you know, I perform, you know, 5 to 6 times a week. I deal with a different crowd every single night. I've heard plenty of cheers in one night. I've heard mixed reactions in one night, and I've heard loud boos in one night. So for me as a performer, it just keeps me on my toes, and I think it's made me a lot better. You know, it's really added a different element to, you know, my performance and the things to expect and the things to be ready for. But for me, you know, it could be completely quiet in there. My goal is to win the WWE Championship, the most coveted title in the world, and that's my goal. I'm not going to let anybody stand in my way. I never have, and I'm not going to start now. So for me, I'm a completely tunnel vision on Brock Lesnar and dethroning him.
Nice. Do you have a favorite WrestleMania memory, either, you know, growing up watching it?
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, they immediately go to the Hogan, Andre the Giant match, you know, the body slam of the Giant.
Yeah, and WrestleMania then, 3.
You know, and in the same pay-per-view, the same WrestleMania, the Macho Man Steamboat match, which was just before its time, I think. You know, you see, I think that structure of match and the way they did things kind of set the tone for the way you see wrestling nowadays, that run and gun, hard-hitting pace, you know, that just stay on the, you know, the tip of your toes, you never know what's going to happen style match. And I think that's where we're at now. So I think that was huge. But for me, the Caesar Palace WrestleMania was, you know, just one of the coolest ones of all time to me.
Do you have a favorite wrestler?
Well, you know, being from, you know, my family, I've always supported and, you know, been a bit biased just, you know, because of blood ties. But, you know, been a big fan of everything that my family has been able to do and accomplish. But, you know, growing up as a little guy, I was a Bret the Hitman Hart guy, kid all the way. Just so into what he was doing, his message. Wanted to just be one of those kids in the front row that got the glasses from him. You know, that was that seemed like the coolest thing in the world to me.
And the sharpshooter, man. You know, you can't beat the sharpshooter.
Yeah, well, and everything else that came with him. You know, he knew just about every wrestling move in the book and every type of hold, and just such a technical, you know, smart wrestler. And yeah, like you said, that sharpshooter, he. There's something that he could do. He could tie you up in a pretzel real quick.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think we had the Uso twins in here a couple weeks ago. They're related to you, right?
Yeah. Those are my second cousins. I grew up with them. You know, I think we first met when we were 4 or 5, and you know, we lived just blocks away, and I may have spent more time in their house than my own.
Yeah, they said you guys busted up tables and stuff. Were you ever over there for some, you know, some physicality there as kids?
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. We used to have wrestling matches that would go, like, the whole day. Like, we would start in the den, and then we'd move into, the family room and get yelled at to get out of there. And then we'd fight through the kitchen all the way out to the outside. Into the pool, and you know, once you get in the pool, then you can like literally. Then we all become high flyers, whatever.
Well, you got the diving board, yeah.
Yeah, and then like you know, when you're in the water, you're weightless, so you can do like. I think I was like some sort of backflip artist. You know, once we got to the pool, I was like Adrian Neville, a guy we have down in NXT. You know, one of the best flyers in the world at this point. And, just thinking I could do all this, you know, crazy acrobatic stuff. But yeah, we were no strangers to physicality and breaking stuff and getting into a little bit of trouble, you know, from our wrestling matches.
And when you're on the diving board, that gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, the splash, my friend.
Absolutely.
You're literally the snooker splash.
That's a 100% splash. Yeah, you can't have a realer splash than doing it into a pool.
Well, hey, good luck this Sunday at WrestleMania. Will there be, you know, I know it's going to be insane when you come through that curtain and you hear that crowd go off. What's going to be going through your mind? Are you going to be able to take time to kind of soak it in?
Yeah, that's my main concern, is to not get caught up in the whole week and, you know, to take care of everything that I need to take care of. But once we get to Sunday, just be in the moment, you know, just be there, you know, in real time and not worry about anything else. Get lost in that moment and just try to almost, you know, memorize it. Like just take in everything that's happened, you know, memorize everything that's going to happen to me that day. All the different reactions, all the different emotions that I'm going to go through. I'm just hoping that I have like a photographic memory that can just take down all this awesome stuff that's happening and just be in the moment and just enjoy it. It's hard, you know, when you have, you know, the amount of pressure and the responsibility and something as big as WrestleMania. But if I can just, you know, calm my nerves and be in the moment, it's going to be the best day of my life.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking time to join us. I don't know if you remember, but you actually came into our studio, WTOP, in Washington, D.C., probably about a year ago or so. But this might...
Oh, right on.
Yeah. This might be one of the last times we talk to you without a belt around your waist, so hopefully that works out for you.
Hopefully we change that very soon.
All right, hey, well, come back and talk to us again once you're champ.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks. That's Roman Reigns on WTOP.